We are learning Masechta Ma'akot and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting the last line of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Abaya, Naktina on Hilchos Ma'akot Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Ma'akot is similar to Hilchos Shabbos. Yesh Ma'am Potter V'Asr, there's some halachas that are Potter V'Asr, Yesh Ma'am Mutal Chatchila, which is the Muki Yosef learns and others learn. It means it's going back on what we learned before, that you put pitch on a chavis. So if it's mutter to do, then it's mutter lagamri. If it's aser, then it's part of aser. But there's no chi of malchus. Why not? So the Muki Yosef says, because we learn out the iser from the lashon of eschag matzis tishmar, and that's a lav shivet klolis, and therefore there's no chi of malchus for that. So to Gemara Vayta, Rav Huna chasta chasta v'mayada. Rav Huna had a field of wheat, and his workers cut down his wheat for him on Chol HaMoed. Eisvei Rabba bar Rav Huna l'Rav Huna. You're allowed to grind kemach, flour, on Chol HaMoed if you need it for Yontif, because you're allowed to do malacha for Eichel Nefesh. But if it's not for Tzarech Moed, it's also another halacha. Something that's going to get ruined on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do it. If it's not going to get ruined, also. When is this heter of Dava Avod, which assuming Rav Huna, his work is cut down as wheat, probably it had to be cut down now, if not it will get ruined. So it's Dava Avod. But here the Braisa says, Medvar Murim that you're allowed to do the malach of Dava Avod on Chol HaMoed B'Talosh, if it's detached from that karka. Ava Mechuv L'Karka, but Mechuv L'Karka, Filu Kuli Avod Aser. Even if Dava Avod Aser. That means this Braisa says, that this is B'Fahesia, something that's Mechuvar is B'Fahesia, everyone sees it. So people are going to be Mezalz on Chol HaMoed. Therefore, it's also to do. But if there's no food to eat whatsoever, kaitzer, then you let it cut off the field taka, because it's not dava avod. Now it's a din of oichel nefesh. Then you let it cut it, ma'amer, and gather it, v'dosh, and thresh it, v'zayre, you throw it to the wind, ubayr, you pick out all the impurities, v'taychen, you grind it, uvad, shalay yudas v'paris, you shouldn't use your cows to trample it and to do the threshing. So what do you see? You see over here, that's where Rabbi Huna asked his father, I understand, how are you allowed to do it? Dava Avod? This is Mechuvah. Mechuvah is not head of Dava Avod. And you don't want to eat? No, you have a lot for what to eat. You have enough for what to eat. So why are you cutting down the wheat? That's what Rabbi Huna asked his father. So he answered him, so Rabbi Huna answered his son, Omalei, Yechidahi, that brisa that says that Dava Avod is also by Mechuvah is Yechidahi. We don't hold like that brisa. That brisa goes according to Yechidah. Who's that Yechidah? We'll show you a brisa. This is a halacha set over from a single Tana. And since it's set over from a single Tana, we can assume that everyone else argues. The Tana went in a brisa. Dava Atosh Mena Karka, something that's detached from the Karka. Fill Meksosai Avod Mutter. So you see, it's Rav Yosef who says it's halacha. The dava atalosh, even if there's a little dava avod, it's mutter. But it's mechubar, even if it's the whole thing we avod, it's aser. So we're saying that brisa that Rabbi Rav Huna asked his father is a yichidah, therefore it's not a kasha on Rav Huna. So if anything about a kasha, I have a problem then. If the brisa before is going according to Rav Yosef, and that's why it's also b'mechubah. So what's beside the end of the brayza? It says, you're not allowed to do dosh with paras, which means you have to do a little bit of a shinui. But Rabbi Yosi holds that by dava avud, you're allowed to do it the full way, the full thing. You don't have to do any shinui. You're Rabbi Yosi, you're allowed to do paras. Ha'am Rabbi Yitzchak, but man tana shinui b'moi b'dava avud, is like Rabbi Yosi. So here you see that he still have to do a shinui. I can ask me, what do you mean? The case of Shinu that said in this Braisa was a case where you didn't have what to eat. It was Eichel Nefesh. So maybe Dafka there you need a Shinui. But maybe by Dava Ovid it does not need a Shinui. So the Mefarshim say that's going back on the whole Braisa. The Braisa said two halachas. The Braisa said first Dava Ovid's Mutter, as long as it's Talosh. And another halacha said that if you don't have what to eat, you don't have to cut it off. Then it says, but you shouldn't thresh with paras. So it's mashba, even by Dava Avod, you can't thresh the paras. Now, if we said that this is Yechidah, it's going to Rav Yosi, so the shayla is, so why shouldn't you be able to thresh even with paras? So my answer is, I'll tell you why. Amalei Hakanami, really, you don't need a shinui. But here, kivin the chol yoyim alav paras taishi, you never use paras to do the threshing. You usually do it by foot, by hand. Ha'in nami lav shinui. So now also, you shouldn't dafka now on Chol HaMoed do it with paras because it's afshim milsa, makes a big tumult, and therefore you should not do it. Since you don't have to do it that way, it's not called a shinui, we're not doing it. And therefore on Chol HaMoed you should not use the paras. Tana Rabbanan, Litan HaBraisa. Toichanim b'moyed u'tzarech HaMoed. You're allowed to grind wheat on Chol HaMoed for the purpose of having food on Chol HaMoed. Shlod Tzarech Moed also. But to do it, to grind the wheat for after Chol HaMoed is also. Vim Tachan V'Hoyser, if you grind, you ground flour because I thought I needed it. V'Hoyser was left over. Harezim Mut, that's Mut to use. But if you do it for after Chol HaMoed, it's also to use Taka. Because you did an issue with it. Koitzim Eitzim HaMoed, Tzarech HaMoed, you'll have to cut off wood on Chol HaMoed for Tzarech HaMoed, unless you need it for firewood, either for the cooking or to keep yourself warm, that's mutter. So it's Tzarech Moed also. If you cut it twice, there is mutter. But if you cut it and you have left over, that's mutter. Matil and Sheikh of Moed, let it brew beer on Chol HaMoed, the Tzarech HaMoed for Moed. If you Tzarech HaMoed, if you do it after Moed also. If you hit the if you did, you brewed extra beer and you have left over, raise a mutter, it's mutter. Uvach lo yarim. You shouldn't do harama. Which means you shouldn't make believe I need 10 kegs of beer, you don't even need that. That you're not allowed to do. Vredmarakasha Raminu, Matil and Sheikh Moid, you'll have to brew beer amoid, the Tzarech Moid, for the Tzarech of Yontif, and Shloya Tzarech Moid also, I mean, I'll do Shloya Tzarech Moid. Echad Shecha Tamarim, Sai beer made from dates, Echad Shecha Sharim, Sairim, and Sai beer made from barley, Vapis Yeshla Yashon, and even though you have already old beer, Marim Shayz Mechadash, you could say, you know what, I want a new beer, and brew new beer. So you see, it could be Marim. So well, you're right. Tanoi is longest Tanoi. Tanya, ain't marimim v'kach. Reish Yehuda marimim. You can't be marimim. And Reish says you could be marimim. So you could do harama. It comes out local ma'isa. If it's going to be new beer, you could claim I like new beer better. But stama harama, that's awesome. So more of it says vayta. Rav chotz lechasta b'chol demayda. Rav, his workers cut down his wheat, his grains on chol hamoed. Shama Shmuel heard about ikpid. He was upset. Even though it was Dava Avad, what we said before, the Brisa says, according to Rabbi Yaisi, you're not allowed to cut Mechubar, even for Dava Avad. So Shmuel was upset. The Shmuel holds like the Yechida'ah, that holds that you're not allowed to cut Mechubar of Dava Avad. We don't go like a Yechida'ah. And the Gemara, no. It was wheat. The Lo Yavah Pasad. It wasn't going to get ruined. It was not going to get ruined. These grains weren't going to get ruined. That's why Shmuel was upset. So for anything more, if that's the case, so why was Rav doing it? Why did Rav allow his workers to cut his wheat? And for the Gemara, he didn't have anything to eat. They were cutting it for Yom food. And Shmuel was makvik because they didn't tell Shmuel the real story, the whole story, that he didn't have any food to eat. Another reason why Shmuel got angry is, even though he didn't know what to eat, still Adam Chashev should not do it. So Adam Chashev was to starve? Like, what do you want from him? Can't cut his wheat down? What do you want him to starve? So Ritva answers, either he should buy or he should borrow. But he should not cut down because people don't chap and people think, oh, Rav cuts his field, so I think you'll let it cut your field. My meaning is we cut the field on the Chol HaMoed. So therefore, you have to be very careful on Adam Chashev, he will learn from you, and therefore he should rather borrow or buy. Rav Yehuda Nesiya Nafek B'chumrasa de Medusha. Rav Yehuda Nesiya went out, he carried in his chatzar, he carried around his signet ring, and he used to drink water that was cooked by a non-Jew. It was Bishul Akum. He drank water. So Shom Rav Ami, Ikpid, Rav Ami's upset at him. First of all, how are you walking around a signet ring? Isn't it muksa? And also, you are warming up, you're drinking water from a Bishul Akum. What's upset? Om Rav Yosef, so Yosef is told, asked Rav Ami, my time Ikpid, why are you upset? Even some chumras of medusha, if it's because of the signet ring, hatayim with the brayis, ashirim vanazam vatabayis, rain kol akeim atal mechatzah. These different things, there's necklaces or nose rings and tabayis and rings, finger rings. The halacha is that the mutter, they're like regular keim atal mechatzah. Maybe they're klish machta leiser, but you let him move it tzarach gufayim mekaymai. So therefore, what's the problem? You let it carry it around the chatzah. It's a keli. It's called a keli, and you let it move it tzarach gufayim mekaymai. And what was the problem with the water? Even from the ishti mayim the achim kfeila arma, and you worried about the water that he drank bishul akim. That's not a problem bishul akim. I'm a shmul by yitzchak rav. Kol shenel k'mayshul chay. Anything that's edible raw, for example, water. Ain't by mishum bishul inachrim. There's no issa bishul akim. If someone cooks you up a pepper, a guy, a non-Jew, there's no bishul akim of that. And same thing with water. So what was the taina? What was the problem? And for the Gemara, Odom Choshev Shaini. He was Odom Choshev, and Odom Choshev should be makbid even on these things, because again, people are going to learn from this. You shouldn't go out with a chumash on the medusha, you shouldn't walk out of a signet ring in Randy Chatzah, and you shouldn't drink water that was cooked up by a non-Jew, because people will learn from that and learn to the wrong things. Omram Chanan Omarab. Koitit Odom Dekel B'mayid. You're allowed to cut down an entire palm tree on Chol HaMoed, even though you don't need the wood. All you need is the sawdust. and that's tzarech moed, that's mutter, it's not a ma'ase uman. Anything that's tzarech moed, you need it for moed, it's not a ma'ase uman, you're allowed to do a chol ha'moed. So you need sawdust, you're allowed to cut down the whole tree. The chiddush is, even though it's a big tirch, a cut down the tree, but since it's tzarech moed, it's mutter. Obviously, in tzarech el l'nesarech shloi, even though you only need the sawdust, it's mutter. But la'it ala abaya, abaya didn't hold this. Abaya held that there's too much tircha, you should not do that. Rav Ashi havli abba b'shlanya. Rav Ashi had a forest in the city Shlanya. So also l'miksai b'chol ha'moed. He went down there to cut down some trees on chol ha'moed because he needed sawdust. Omle Rav Shila mishlanya Rav Ashi my daitcha. Why are you doing that? The kamar Rav Chanan l'mo Rav k'ayit z'odn dek l'moed apishen et sarach l'nsar shloi. Because you're going like Rav Chanan says that's mutter to cut it down because you need the sawdust. Halayit ala abaya. Abaya cursed that halacha. He said it's not a good halacha. I never heard that. Really, on hold of Abaya. What happened was, while he was carrying down one of the trees, the metal fell off the axe, and it just missed cutting off his foot. So he left the shavka v'hadasa. He left the wood, he left the cutting, he left. He says, it must be that it's an einish for not going like Abaya. Rav Yehuda, shara lemikar kisna, Rav Yehuda allowed to take out the flax from the water, ulamikta kashusa, and to cut down and to cut haps, ulameka shumshmi, and to pull out a certain plant called shumshmi. It's not poppy seed, a certain plant called shumshmi. On chalamayt. Omle abala revesiv, bishlamikisna, I understand you want to work with the flax on chalamayt with linen. Why? Because you need it to cover, chazi ulachafifa, you need it to cover your foods, lutzarech mayt. I understand why you're allowed to do that. Kashusa, I understand also because you can make beer out of that. Chadol shichra, you can make beer out of these haps. El shumshmi, this plant called shumshmi, like chazu, what's rayu for? And the gemara, chazu lenzai desbu, it's rayu for the little seeds that are inside it, and therefore you could cut it off because you could use it. Rav Yani havlehu pradisa, Rav Yani had a certain orchard, the mati zimna b'chal demayit, it came time to cut it, the chal demayit, to cut down, and it would be a dava of it if you didn't cut it down now. Katve, he cut down the fruits of the orchard. Lashana, the next year, the whole town, Shai Kuli Amal, the produce of Chol HaMoed, the whole town waited for Chol HaMoed to cut down their orchards. If they're off, then they figured they'll do it on Chol HaMoed. I now do Chol HaMoed. What do you mean? Rav Yani did it last year. So you see how you learn from Adam Gadol. So Rav Yani was very distressed about it. Everyone learned from him. Rav Yani only had a head to because of Ovid. Here, they were Kaveh Malach to HaMoed. Now I'll do that. So what did Rav Yani do? After Rav Yani lepradisa hushata, that year Rav Yani made his whole entire pardis hefker, and he was not netefmit to show that I made a big mistake last year. And see how Adam Chashav is so careful, even though doesn't have a heter, but he has to be careful. People should not learn from him. Zok the mishta vaita, machlis odom peirayusof neaganov. Now we're talking about tircha. Let's say you have a bunch of peiros outside, and you heard there's ganovim around. You can allowed to be machnesed into the house because of the ganavim, even though it's a tircha yaseira. V'shoyle pishtonim la mishra, and you're allowed to take the pishton out of the water. V'shoshle tovet, so you shouldn't have a dava ovet. Kitzav, because dava ovet is mutter to do tircha. Uva, so you chav es malach to moed. We can't mechav malach. You can't wait till chal moed and say, no, it's a good time to do it. I'm doing chal moed, even though it's dava ovet. You're not mechav malach to moed. V'kulon v'kivnu malach to moed yevoidu. If you did it, what's the halacha? You can't use it. You have to throw it out. It's Asr Bahana. If you mechav malach l'amayit, the halacha is, those items are Asr Bahana. Zok the Gemara Tana, even the ones that are allowed to move, bring in because of Ganavim, and you were mechav malach toy, Tana vachi chnisem etzina. You have to do it privately. You can't do it l'sech beisa. You have to do it privately l'sech beisa. You shouldn't do it in front of everyone, because again, it's marasai. Rav Yosef havle kashure, Rav Yosef had these huge beams, he brought it in by day. Even by Dava Ovid, you gotta do it privately. And why are you doing this by day? Do it at night. He answered, and the way Rashash learns is that's more tzinnah by day. Why? Given the Belaila Bo Gavre is saying, this is by night, you need extra people. You need big torches. By night, you have to stop bringing in huge stuff. It's a whole job. It's much louder at night than by day. By day, you could sneak it in. But by night, there's much more going on. You're bringing in all these lights and everything. It'll be afshamilsa, therefore, it's even better during the day. That's the Rosh Hashanah to Gemara. Akaponim, that's the halacha that you cannot be mechav malachta by Dava Ovid, and you cannot do it b'fahesil.